stores where you might stop to get a half gallon of milk or a pack of cigarettes or something?
Hobos, you could do that. That was a Sinclair store, gas station, but they also sold, you could buy gasoline, oil, you could get your oil changed, you get your car washed, you could buy groceries there, you could buy fish bait, you could buy shotgun shells, you could buy condoms, and you could buy bootleg whiskey. And a lot of other stuff in between. Whatever you needed, you could get it at Hobo's. And there were several other little, I'm sure, small kind of grocery stores, service stations like that. But that was the one I really hung out around. And then there were some little cafes in Roswell, some little small neighborhood cafes also.
Okay. As the area has expanded and there are large shopping places that are being built, do you think these are declining in Roswell now, or as alive as ever?
The shopping centers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's happening not only in Roswell, but I think in a lot of things, when these shopping centers were first built, people went to them. But as the cities have expanded, the neighborhoods have pushed further and further out, and there's, you know, people are not going to drive all the way into the middle of town to an older shopping center to buy groceries when they can buy groceries from a supermarket way out there in their neighborhood. So a lot of these old shopping centers that once were popular, now you see them dwindling and drying up because people aren't going to drive all the way into the old part of town to get to them. You know, there's a Kroger store. No matter which direction you go into, you go a couple of miles, you run to a Kroger store. So people wouldn't really drive all the way into the middle of Roswell to shop at a grocery store when they got one right across the street. Mm-hmm. And you see that happening in other towns too. That's not just Roswell, but you know, it's hot, and then as the heat spreads out, the center cools off.
Is this just part of life, you think, or is,
oh,
it, is
yeah.
this a
I just
bad
think
thing?
It's a natural part of growth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any, as we get toward the end of this recording, are there any kind of historical stories or key historical moments in Roswell that you think of that you want to tell us about?
Wow, I could probably come. Did I mention fireworks too? You could buy fireworks at my uncle's store. That was another thing. Yeah. And you know, we used to walk around town with pockets full of cherry bombs and M80s and rockets, and I don't mean the little sissy stuff that you see today. I'm talking about the kind of that if you lit it and it went off, it would blow your hand off down to the wrist, and the really good stuff, you know. But we just big into fireworks back then, and carrying them around. But there was always something going on that everybody was talking about. I can't really remember right offhand a major event that really stands out, other than just there was always a scandal, or there was always somebody from out of town staying with somebody else, or there was always somebody bought a new Corvette, or, you know, I mean, and half the town would turn out to see these things. It was a big event back then when it wouldn't be now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I also grew up right there, I didn't mention this, but where I grew up, right behind it was the ballpark. There's soccer fields up there now, but that was the baseball park in Roswell. It had the Little League Park and the Big League Park. So, and I did play Little League Baseball.